and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey Nelson, what is happening?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Wow.
Well, Cambo.
Yep.
It's our 100th episode! Woo!
I was led to believe that we were just going to skip 100.
Look at all these streamers and balloons I've prepared.
Yeah, episode
100. Theater of the mind, Cambo.
Episode 100. We do have an audience, though they're very... this is a live show.
Yeah.
They're very unresponsive, though.
This is... Okay, I'm going to be real with you. This is what I decided.
Okay.
I know you. You know me.
Yeah.
We know each other. We know ourselves.
Yes.
I think this is the best our 100th episode is going to be.
Okay.
We have done like zero preparation.
And it's late.
It's like I come up with an idea and I'm like, ugh, that's too hard. So, but I thought it was kind of fitting for our 100th episode to just be
like
nothing.
Any other episode. Well, I had this internal conflict, which is, I have podcasts that I really like, and when they change something, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So like they'll get like a podcast that doesn't always have guests, and they'll get a guest that I'm like, oh, it's not what I normally listen to. So with 100th, maybe the most fitting thing is to just do a good episode or an episode.
An episode. Let's not get our hopes up.
Right off the top, though, I feel like we need to have a huge shout out. What's the biggest shout out you can do? Right now.
Hey!
Okay, that level of shout out
Whoa.
To one of our listeners that sent us a wonderful present for our 100th episode.
That's right.
To Amanda.
What did you do, the rest of listeners listening right now?
I mean, they've listened, isn't it?
Well, that's
pretty, in a way.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Amanda sent us two amazing Reddit pillows.
Yeah.
That presumably, I'm assuming she's made. They look sewn.
Yeah, I think so.
Amanda, if you got them off Etsy, just let us know. But I am assuming that
if
you've
you
made
did,
these.
I feel ripped off completely.
But not only... We'll post photos of them on social.
Yeah, we should.
But not only are they... There's two, because she said she didn't want us to fight.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they came in Reddit-themed, like... carry bags as well.
Yeah.
So thank you. You do have a theory that we kind of bullied her into getting us something.
Supermarkets have gone plastic bagless, so
we can
use them for that.
That's true.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah. Anyway. That's a thing I didn't... Yeah, but you had a theory that we kind of like bullied her into doing something.
I think we did. Yeah. I think... because another podcast sent her something.
Yeah, we won't name it. It doesn't need free advertising.
Doesn't.
It's doing all right.
Okay. It's doing fine itself. And anyway, I told them to step their game down.
Yes.
And as a response, I think Amanda stepped her game up and gave us a present. So thank you so much. We really love it. It's really awesome.
It just goes to show that the squeakiest wheel gets the oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, okay. Complain more is what you're saying.
Yeah. We didn't have to complain that a different podcast did something nice.
Yeah.
But we did, and then we got some pillows out of it.
You know what? I'm going to complain all the time now. How about politicians, am I right?
Yeah, well, especially in this country right
actually,
now.
Actually, yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Oh, boy.
So send us in something for us complaining about politicians.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. You know what? I would like to complain about something, actually.
Sure.
Okay, if I may, if that's where we're going.
For new listeners, starting with episode 100, it is eventually about Reddit.
Yeah.
We do get that, but...
But maybe for our 100th.
Oh, no Reddit.
Just banter. Just banter between two friends.
Yeah. There's not enough podcasts like that now, so let me tell you. Oh, we're just two random guys doing wacky banter. You'll never believe. And like the third episode in, you can tell they've ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we're up to 100, mate. So
I know. But
can't be that.
I mean, I don't want to toot our own horn. The benefit is we... just find other people that have said interesting things.
Yeah.
And then you essentially read something to me and then you go, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Other people have had the banter.
Yeah.
And we kind of comment on their banter.
So we don't ever have to think of anything. It's just provided to us.
Yes. But no, I would like to complain. I've complained about a lot of things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
Yep. Puppies.
Punch them in the kidneys. Puppies. Smack them with a shovel. Idiots?
Yep.
Don't get me started on idiots.
And if a kid is an idiot, that's a double whammy.
And it's a dog. But I'd like to extend this hatred towards old people.
Okay, right. Okay, so there's a spectrum of age, right? It's like a bell curve, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
At what point, at what age are people acceptable?
Yeah.
And then at what age do you put them back in the bin?
28, they're acceptable.
Oh, right. Okay, you're going.
That's how old I am.
And then what is your, what's your window?
If you're 27 or 29, you're half as annoying.
Yeah.
And then like...
So any, it just goes
any,
in levels.
Any other age. No, any other age.
So
you're full the maximum amount of annoying and hatred towards you.
Okay, so
you're
instance,
you're like half annoying because you're a year younger than me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm half.
So you're still annoying, but just not as annoying as any other age of person.
Okay, so let me put this in animal context. So a mutual friend of ours, Eden, he's a little bit older than us. He's in his 30s.
So annoying. Hate that guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that out. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, no, this is why I hate old people.
Sure.
Is because
they're racist normally.
Today. Well, yeah, that's true. But not for that reason, funnily enough. No, today I was on the road quite a bit. I stopped at a server, I got a sandwich. And then I kept going and I was like, you know what? It was a good sandwich, but I'm still a bit peckish.
Sure.
You just go like something, just another small something. And I stopped off and there was a French patisserie. And I was like, okay, I just want to go in there, maybe get, you know, a bakery. They'll just have like a small roll or something.
Sure.
I'll just grab that. Easy done. And I went in there and every sort of bakery item was like big. It was like a big quiche.
Yeah.
Or there was like, you know, tons of like sweet pastries that I wasn't really interested in.
So this didn't cater for someone that was a bit peckish.
There was a bit peckish, yeah. And there were sandwiches as well, but yeah, they were like big, like Subway sort of style sandwich.
Probably
baguette.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Not even a croissant. Because I would have gone with one of those. But no. So anyway, I was in there and then this elderly lady at the front, she was like, oh, can I help you with something there? And I was like, oh, I'm just taking a look. And then the thing is, she was like, okay, no worries. But she just kind of took a step back from the counter, but then just stared at me. And I realized in this moment that there was nothing that I could quickly nibble on. But I felt the guilt of this elderly lady staring me down. So I had to buy something. I ended up with a sandwich.
No.
And I got so full. And I was like, damn elderly people for making me feel guilty about doing something I don't want to do. Like,
I feel like this is on you. And let me explain why.
No.
Because if you had just said to her, oh, I was actually just a little bit peckish. I want something small, but this is all going to be.
Yeah, she'll probably come over with, well, I'm going to die soon. Do you hear me complaining?
I think you could have got yourself
out of
that
situation. On the pension. And all I've got to get me a bit of extra cash is selling these rolls. And you won't even give me that much. And by the way, don't really like blacks.
But
she would have said, I'm presuming.
But during that rant, you could have just left.
Yeah.
Her vision's not what it used to be. Yeah, and she was white with anger, you know, like she was seeing flashes of white because she was so angry.
Yeah,
and also that's the nation she prefers.
Yeah, or her grey hair got in the front of her eyes. It's so many possibilities.
I think you could have got out of this with that bang.
Do you ever have the situation where there's like, I just feel like older people can just so easily, without even trying, can just like guilt you into, you know, something. Just... They're just like there and you're like, oh, I kind of feel sorry for you for some reason, so
I
can do what you want.
I had a lot of experience with senior citizens in my old job, especially because I worked a lot of days and that's when a lot of senior citizens came in.
Yeah.
And look, they love a complaint, but that's nothing new. But what I love is an old person that knows that and is deliberately different.
They're in tune.
Yeah, they're in tune. Mm-hmm. For instance... the place I work just did like a universal price change where everything is cheaper.
Yep.
Except for the seniors' price didn't go any cheaper, which you better believe is a problem, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they love a complaint. But, yeah, I did meet old people that were like, you know what? It's great being old because everything's cheap. I was like, I like you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I can't wait till I'm old. Mainly because I'm going to leverage people into buying my pastries.
Yeah, we'll open that pastry shop.
Yeah, that's right. That French one. And you better believe there'll be croissants.
Big ones, though.
It's my real...
Not for the package.
yeah, that's right. Like huge, really sort of inconvenient croissants.
Now, is this the kind of banter people were expecting in episode 100?
Yeah, I think this is...
Yeah, okay, good.
This is kind of top notch.
I just wanted to make sure the quality was good enough.
Anyway, let's get into Red on Red. Okay. Here's a post. It's by Two Thumbs.
Okay, fair enough.
Two Thumbs. They wrote... I think it was like a news story or something. Anyway. Bullied boy lands in ER after saying he wouldn't fight back because it's not the Jedi way.
Jedis fight all the time.
They fight constantly. How is that?
In that third Star Wars movie, there's a sequence of about 25 minutes of two Jedis fighting.
Yeah. And not all Jedis are like good, right? Some of them have turned to the dark side.
Yeah.
And they're fighting all the time.
Well, I guess fighting is the Sith way.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always fighting the bloody Sith.
Yeah, that's right.
But
killing kids? I saw that.
Okay. The Jedi way.
I feel like... Sorry, yes, continue.
I was just going to say put it in the bin. It's no good.
Yeah.
They're just weird monks. It's boring.
Isn't like most of the Star Wars story that the Jedi have died out?
Yeah.
Like you haven't done anything successful, okay, if you've died out. Like you've got a poor system. It's not working.
Yeah.
But I just felt like this kid is the nerdiest kid, but has just taken it the total wrong way. Like, if he was like, oh shit, I'm going to swing this stick around like a lightsaber, you've got the cool version of a nerdy kid, you know? But he went the other way and he's trying to be real diplomatic. Like, this is how you resolve, you know, issues.
But this is where I take umbrage with this point. Because even, and I'm going to get a little bit nerdy and specific here. Even in Star Wars Episode 1, the most boring Jedi-y movie there is.
Yep.
The opening scene is two Jedis trying to be diplomatic, and that ends with them slaughtering a bunch of robots and escaping a ship.
Yeah.
So the Jedi way seems to be, one, it doesn't work ever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Two, they always have to fight their way out of everything.
Yeah, that's right. I think that is the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Fight your way out of everything.
And then they find a kid that's like, he's the best Jedi. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, fighting constantly. And there was a whole, there was a clone war that the Jedis were involved in. Well, this kid's an idiot.
This kid played
Jedi. I mean, I feel bad. I don't want him to be in hospital. I don't want him to be bullied.
I think he deserves it. That's me.
I mean, you're the villain of the show. You would think that.
Yeah. But I mean, if I was a bully, and look, I...
Well, if you were a bully.
I never was.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I was a bully back in the day, and I was beating on some kids. And he said, oh, I'm not going to fight you because it's the Jedi way. You better believe I'm punching harder. Okay. Like, that kid is definitely going to... As if... Who is going to stop?
Yeah.
As well. Like, oh, you're right. Is that the Jedi way?
Yeah.
I'll ease up.
Can you imagine a bully just stopping, like fist cocked, ready to punch? And he says, it's not the Jedi way. And he stops and goes, my God, what have I become?
It's changed my life.
Am I a Sith? Yeah. And he has this, like, existential crisis.
Yeah. You know what? To be fair, that would work. That would be more successful in me than if somebody said, it's not the Christian way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'd be like, oh, no, I'm such a bad Christian.
There's another theory I formulated. But if I was a bad Jedi. Another theory I formulated, which is that he said it's not the Jedi way. But that was probably just one of many sentences he tried to stop them punching. Okay.
I imagine he tried, please stop first.
Yeah, please stop. I don't want to fight back. I'm a pacifist.
Yeah.
Maybe they're Star Wars fans. It's not the Jedi way. That didn't work. Okay, it's not the Klingon way. No, they're not Trek fans. Okay.
Captain Planet said it's no good.
And then if you want to stop someone, just say, please stop. I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah, okay. Because
if you were beating someone up and they were just like, just so you know, I'm about to shit myself.
Yeah.
You'd stop punching, I think.
Yeah, I'd probably... No, I'd give them. I'd give them one quick punch in the gut.
to activate.
To quickly back away.
Okay.
And then I would forever refer to that kid as poopy pants.
You're right.
For the rest of his high school life.
if you're a bully.
I'm not a bully, though. I'm not a bully, obviously. No. But if I was, that's kind of... I mean, I think that's what I'd do.
Just so listeners are aware, I lost interest in this podcast around episode 30, but Nelson bullies me into doing it every week.
Yeah. That's right, poopy pants.
Oh! You said you wouldn't say that on air.
All right, Camber, let's get into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Oh, it's a smooth intro.
Yeah, it is. Very jazzy.
Okay, this one is by... Oh!
What have you done, Nelson?
Nothing. This is by Dark... Darkened? Dark and Edgy.
Okay, right. Now, is their name Dark and Edgy, or is it Dark, Dark and, Dark and Edgy?
Yeah. I didn't even know you could have that many characters in it, isn't it?
Is it just, like, underscores between each of those words to space it up?
Yeah. No, it's all one word, actually. Okay. Today I learned that the man who originally came up with password practices, in brackets, changing every 90 days, using caps/special characters... recanted most of his advice in 2017.
On what grounds? Why did he recant it?
Because
it's annoying.
He realized how goddamn annoying it was.
Okay. I think if I want a shitty password, and I get broken into, that's my own fault. Let me have my shitty password.
I'm happy with the ones that say like weak, medium, strong, very strong password. I'm happy with that level because it's like. You could type in a weak password and like, you can do that if you want. But we're just letting you know it's very weak.
That's what I like.
It's very, you've typed in monkey. It is the most likely
you
password.
You typed in the word password. No one thinks that's original.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think, I like the website. It's like, that's weak. And you're like, I know.
Yeah.
I also don't care about this account that much.
I
don't care if someone hacks into my Goodreads account.
That is the worst part of it as well. It's like these days you have to sign up to like friggin' everything. And some of the sites you're like, I'm just going to do it this once and never ever again am I going to come back to this. And it's just annoying that they're like, nope, your password needs to be whatever, whatever. And then the worst part is I'm like, well, I'm not going to come back to this. I'll do some bullshit password that like, it meets the criteria of like, 20 symbols and 3 letters and one number. And I'll be like, well, I don't have to remember this because I won't come back. And then I, for some reason, have to go back like one more time. Yeah. And it really irks me. Normally, it's probably because I'm getting like a ton of emails from them as well. I need to log in to like...
Unsubscribe
from that mailing service. Oh, God, it's so annoying.
I have one program that I have to use at work. And it's a program I hate using. But it's to pay like invoices and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just a system to put an invoice through so it'll get paid.
Yeah.
Right? And it has to have like a capital letter, a number, a symbol and all that kind of stuff. And it's quite, I have it written down somewhere because it's never a password I remember.
Yeah.
But who's going to break in and pay invoices on my behalf? If it's something that I've got my credit card linked to, like I think eBay, and I've got my credit card automatically linked, I understand that you'd want a slightly better password because people can log in and start buying.
Yeah.
But
do you know my weakest password is to my online banking?
Is it really?
My weakest password. And I use the same password for like basically everything. Uh-huh. Some things a little bit different, but it's like... That one is the easiest hack into. You know what? It's fine.
And you actually know I have the same password on a bunch of accounts that I don't think are that super important. Yeah. And you actually know it because we use it as a joint password.
Yeah, that's true.
So you could get into a lot of my stuff if you really wanted to. I think my banking is different from memory. I'm just going to say
I've tried. Yeah, don't worry. It's different.
But I think you could probably get into like my Facebook and my Instagram and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, don't.
Why would I want to?
Is yeah, the thing. I know.
Why would anybody? I have some people like that. I got these emails the other day that was saying somebody was trying to hack into my Origin account. And Origin is like a gaming thing. They do like the Sims or stuff like that. I don't know. I don't even know why I have an Origin account. But I got emails saying somebody's trying to hack into your account from, you know, like Switzerland or something. And I was like, there's nothing I need on that whatsoever. I don't know why. I don't have anything in connection to that. And you know what? Haven't received an email from Origin for like years. Didn't even know I had an account still with them. And they're telling me like the only reason. I'm pretty sure I then deactivated my account. I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know I've still got this. I'm just going to get rid of it because what's the point?
Do you think it's a marketing ploy to get people to come back?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll just tell them someone's trying to hack in. They haven't been on here for ages. That might spur them back.
When they've got like a 30% off sale.
And yeah, some will deactivate, but some might buy.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not a bad marketing strategy. Yeah. I like it. The thing that actually gets me the most, this is what I hate the most when I get some sort of like password security email saying, hey, somebody's tried to get into your account. You know, we blocked it because it's in like a weird location or something. Sure. Here's some ideas of what you can do. Change your password. Why am I changing my password? They can't get in. They haven't got in yet.
They failed.
They failed multiple times. Why? You're telling me like I have a very good, strong password, but hey, you should change it anyway. I feel like changing it means I'm more likely for them to hack into it because I've chosen a worse password. If they're consistently trying to hack into it then and they haven't succeeded, then I've got a good goddamn password.
Yep, agreed.
It annoys me. I get so annoyed when it does that. And I always feel the pressure to change my password, but I'm always like, no, I'm not fucking going to. This is just, I reckon it's like some political bullshit. Like, like, you know, they feel as though they need to say something. People probably feel uneasy with just, oh, look, we blocked them, but it's all fine now. Don't worry about it. They need to be like, oh, well, we need to give people some sort of action to do themselves and make them feel like they're part of the solution.
I think it's kind of like the TSA in America, which has been described as security theater.
Yeah.
And they worked out something like 95% of tests that they ran, the TSA actually failed to find concealed things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it makes people feel safe to see people patting people down and stuff. It's like a psychological thing. And I think it's the same. They're like, oh, someone tried to hack into your account. Changing the password will make them feel better.
Mm. You know what you could say, Cambo? You could say one of the frayed strands that holds together our tattered society is that justice must be seen to be done.
Yep. I say that all the time.
Yep. It's just that. Regular thing people say, right?
Yeah. Cool. It's a regular kind of quote that would say on this podcast.
Oh, jeez.
For the dear listener at home, Nelson just dropped his phone face down.
What a 100th episode this is. Wild roller coaster.
Have you heard the theory that is when your phone drops onto its screen, it becomes Schrodinger's phone? Because at that point, it is both a cracked and uncracked screen.
Uh-oh.
And only once you turn it over will you
know. Okay. Good one.
Yep.
All right. Here's another one. This is by iTrandall.
Okay.
iTrandall says, today I learned a man is making thousands of pounds selling fresh air from the British countryside to people in China for £80 a jar.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty savvy.
I think that, to me, is just, that shows that there are just people out there with far too much money on their hands.
Mm-hmm. Especially in China.
Especially in China.
We saw crazy rich Asians. We know what they're like.
Yeah, they're crazy and they're rich and they're Asian. That's what I got from that movie.
Not much else.
Yeah. I certainly didn't get emotion. dear listener, can you tell that we didn't like this film very much that everybody's going on about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't. If you watch that movie,
I've sent you on a tangent.
And you like that movie, don't you dare come listen to this podcast again, okay?
Okay, we should move on. But just quickly, we saw it a while ago, like maybe, I don't know, like 2-3 months ago?
Yep.
And the consensus coming out of that screening that we went to,
yeah,
universally,
yeah,
that was no good.
That was like, oh my god, that's gonna bomb so bad. Yeah. Like, and now, I feel so sorry for
egg on our face that everyone loves it. It's doing really well.
Yeah, but it was like, anyway.
Anyway, that this China Air English
company. Anyway, this is what I'm thinking, Kevin. Yeah. Australian Air.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you reckon that go for?
It needs to be from the right part of Australia. I think because you're selling it internationally.
Yes.
For some reason, I think Outback Air would sell well. Because, you know, wide open country.
Again, but I've got it. Here is some Outback Air.
Ah, I see what you've done there. What he's done, dear listener, theater of the mind, he's cupped his hand together as if to present me an empty hand cup.
to present some Outback Air.
Outback Air, yeah.
Which... to the untrained eye, you know, looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Breathes the same. I don't know.
Question How for do you, judge dear air? Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I, a man breathing this very same Outback Air, purchase your Outback Air?
Or are you breathing Chinese air?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. Give me some. Well, yeah, you need to target... China, famous for its smog, obviously.
No,
it is. It's a very smoggy country.
Well, yeah.
I imagine the sales pit. Yeah, not all of China, obviously. Some of China is very beautiful. But the cities, what's the big one? What am I thinking of? Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
A lot of pollution.
Yeah, a lot of pollution. Yeah. So I imagine the sales tact there is, while you're living in a very polluted, smoggy kind of urban environment, here's some fresh air.
Yeah, do people open it up and like stick their head in the jar and breathe in?
This is what I want to know. Is it in a canister that you spray? Like, how is he distributing the fresh canister. Air? Because you can buy fresh air anyway.
Yeah, it does say in a jar.
Yeah, I imagine it in like a big mason jar. And they unscrew the lid and they tip it out.
That's what I'm thinking.
And the smog disappears.
I do think that maybe there's an element of like, put that on the mantle.
Okay. Do you think you break it out maybe for special occasions? You got a dinner party.
Yeah.
Bloody crack open the fresh air.
With the president.
Yeah.
Prime minister. What do they got there?
President, I think. King. I don't know.
Is it a communist country still? They're still doing that? They're still doing that thing?
I think they are still doing
that. I guess it's a bunch of people. I think, actually, your idea of compressed air is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I didn't invent compressed air, I should say.
I know, but I mean, I'm saying is we should package... compressed air, rebrand it as like fresh Australian Outback Air.
Yep. Or beach, like maybe like Bondi Beach Air, I think would sell well.
Okay, yeah. And then sell it to parts of China or other places in the world in which pollution is an issue.
Yep.
We pretend there's some sort of health benefit, but just really loosely, like the air in Australia is healthy.
Full of antioxidants.
For you. Yeah.
Pretty full much what we hydrogen. Will do. What we will do is what most people.
I mean, oxygen. In, I said hydrogen.
what we will do is essentially what everyone in the health food industry does and just lie.
Lie
about what the benefits.
I mean, that's.
Or don't lie. Just say benefits that are apparent in a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why I like just stating the fact of it's got oxygen.
Yeah.
Oxygen's good for you.
Yeah.
Oxygen keeps you alive. that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We
could sell Australian water, right? Yeah. And we go, like, see, what we do, the difference is we have two parts hydrogen to just one part oxygen.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, yeah, that's clever.
Oh, H2O.
Wait a second. And we pack up our table and run. They're onto us.
Exactly. We're the modern day snake oil salesman. alrighty, Kebo, I say let's go into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by Billion Tons Hyperbole. A guy named Weird Al has had a 40-plus-year-long career with no allegations of sexual impropriety.
Yeah, that's true. And with a piano accordion of all instruments as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is fucking weird.
He is good, I think.
He is just the inoffensive dad of comedy, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's actually a good point. It's kind of like the dad joke.
It is.
All these parodies are just
beat
jokes.
It, more like eat it. Like yeah. That's his whole career.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it just seems so simple now when we put it this way. He got a buddy Hollywood star. Like, I feel like we could have done this, Gambo.
Yeah, I think so.
We could. There's always room to start. We could be weirder owls.
Weird owls.
We'd have to change our name to Al.
That's fine.
Weird Al's.
I'll do whatever I need to do to sell that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's very... I'm not set on anything in stone. Except the almighty dollar. cool. That's all I had. So that's pretty interesting. Hasn't sexually harassed anybody. How interesting is that?
Well, a couple of years ago wouldn't have seemed interesting, but now in the light of everyone apparently being the worst, good on it.
It's kind of it's strange.
You know,
it's,
keep on not doing that.
Yeah. Is he even still doing stuff anymore? Do you know? Yeah. My memory of him is like probably like, I want to say 15 to... Yeah, about 15 years ago, maybe, is like my memory of him.
Yeah,
and his songs and stuff. Maybe a little bit less.
He just pops up every couple of years. I remember recently, the peak of my interest in him was back in 1999. He released his American Pie cover that was all about Star Wars, which obviously is very into. On the album Running with Scissors.
I heard that song before I heard American Pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I thought that was, original. It's like, oh, it's got a real catchy tune. And then, so whenever I hear American Pie, I go straight to the
Anakin
Star Wars
yeah.
lyrics. Yeah. I remember one of his songs that I realized just the other day, for some reason, popped up into my head. This was before he got the star and everything. He's kind of been in the news a little bit lately.
Yeah.
I just randomly thought about this song that he did called Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like a spoken word song.
Yeah, it's about 9 minutes long.
It's 11.
Okay.
And, right. And I still know a lot of the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, yeah, occasionally he does the...
I don't really want to prove it because, you know...
I don't think the listeners want
we
to prove it.
We already go
But
over.
I remember maybe, I guess like 3 or 4 years ago, I remember him being somewhat in spotlight because he took the Lord song Royals... And he turned it into a song about aluminium foils.
Right. Classic.
Yes. But again, every couple of years, there'll be like a big hit, and then he'll do his version. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just goes back to not molesting people, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, I also heard and read that Michael Jackson used to encourage him to do parodies of his songs.
Mm.
And there was also a rapper or somebody who said, the white and nerdy parody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. White and Dirty by Flo Rida, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
He won like a Grammy or something that year.
Uh-huh.
And he thanked Weird Al because he's like, your parody made everybody realize that my song was the best song of the year because you had made a parody about it. I was like, that's pretty...
Oh, apparently as well, speaking to what a nice guy he apparently is, he'll always ask, because especially in America under parody law, you actually don't need permission. That's how like stuff like Scary Movie gets made.
Yeah.
If it's a parody, you actually don't need permission. You can legally parody anything.
Yeah.
But he asks everyone permission and says, I'm going to do this song, a parody of yours. And if they say no, he doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've heard that. It's pretty good. Do you know we should do a parody of his songs? And not ask.
Eat it, more like beat it. Oh, no.
Oh, we're getting sued by Michael Jackson.
The estate of Michael Jackson.
Rightio, here's another one.
Okay.
My God. This is by the Barton Fink. Every day, think about this, every day.
Every day, yep.
Somebody, somewhere, lets out the loudest fart on earth that day.
Have you ever thought it might have been you?
I was thinking that. when I looked at this, I was like, I wonder if I've been that person.
You know what? I'm not a loud farter.
I wouldn't say I'm a loud farter either. I try to be discreet with my farts, mm-hmm. if I'm going to be honest
but
with
even
you.
If I'm like alone, I'm like, I'm just going to let this go. I don't think it's ever that loud.
Yeah. I reckon, though, there's been times in my life where I've been like, phew, that was a loud one.
It's been louder than I've expected.
Yeah.
But I never think it's like, you know, I've never.
It's always
like,
the worst when you're like, I'll just let this small one slip.
Yeah.
And you're like, nobody, you'd be around people and you're like, nobody got it. I've done this sneaky fart 1,000 times before. Yeah. And you let it go and it goes, and you're like, oh,
what was that?
And then you have to make some sort of joke about beans.
And I always think if that happens in a group, the first person to talk was the person that did that.
Yeah.
It goes, anyway, what do you yeah, if someone just suddenly starts talking after you hear what you suspect might be flatulence.
No, I think whoever smelt it dealt it.
Oh, well, that's, I forgot about that.
I'm pretty sure that's scientifically proven.
Occasionally I do have one, though. They're not always loud, but they're longer than I think they're going to be.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I always feel like
I got 3 seconds in this. Yeah. Turned out to be 9.
I feel healthier after I do one of those ones. Mm. I'm like, you know, I feel like I just let out a lot of bad air. A lot of bad China air, am I right? Huh? By outback air. Seems kind of racist. It's not really what I meant, but yeah.
No, okay. I understand.
Okay, good. Yeah. Just so also, I hope the listeners don't...
I
hope we don't have a big China audience. That's all I'm saying.
It's only taken 100 episodes, but we're finally devolved into just talking about our farts.
Yeah. It had to happen one day. 100th episode.
Why not?
This is the stuff you get in the 100th episode.
It's all downhill from here.
Farts. Farts are hilarious, though.
I
think that people who get on their high horse like, fart and toilet jokes are the worst. No, go to hell. Okay?
I am one of those people. I actually don't find them very funny.
Fart jokes are hilarious, okay? We just had a bit of a laugh then about fart jokes. What were you doing then, huh? Do you hate your past self? Is that what you're saying?
I always.
Okay.
That's something you know about me now. You know I hate everything I do.
I think fart jokes are fine. Anyway, here's one. Another one.
Okay.
This is by Penguator 432. Marriage is one of the few things you're better at the fewer the times you do it.
Yeah. I guess so. But divorce, the opposite.
Yeah, you get very efficient with the lawyer.
Yeah, you're like, just take it half. Just take half. It's easy this way.
Yeah.
I've done this a few times. It's easier if I just give it half. I've
done this 1,000 times.
That's kind of a sweet sentiment.
No, I think this is rubbish.
Well, depends. Marriage, yes. Weddings, no.
No, I think you could be in a horrible marriage for your entire life.
Oh,
and if you gave
true.
It a second go, maybe it would be all right.
Yeah.
Like you actually end up being inside. Like there are a lot of divorces. I'm just saying maybe those people end up having more successful marriages the second time around.
Can I just say, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I think you'll agree with me, but I think in the wider spectrum, I think people disagree with this.
Okay.
Divorce is a great thing. Because if something isn't amicable, just get a divorce.
Yeah.
But there are people that stay in a marriage because it's the right thing to do that shouldn't be married.
Yeah.
Divorce is good. And I know it's got a negative connotation, I understand.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, people that grow up religious, it's quite a bad thing. Though I think the newest pope has said it's okay. I don't know. Anyway.
Who knows what they're on about? They just go with the flow.
This new pope, he seems to be upsetting the.
He's an atheist.
he's like 2 statements away from that.
Yeah,
he's saying some stuff that's upsetting the church a lot.
Right.
He's like, condoms are fine. And they're like, what? And then I think he also said people that don't believe in God can also get into heaven. And they're like, shut up. he's saying,
how dare you? How are we going to get our money?
Yeah, and he's the first pope I think to acknowledge like sexual abuse and stuff like that.
Right.
He seems like, I mean, as far as popes go, and most of them are terrible people, he seems all right.
Yeah.
I think divorce is a fine thing as long as it's not.
I'd go
violent. I think divorce is generally
that's true.
Divorce is generally better than staying together in a marriage that doesn't work.
I agree. And also, I would like to add on to unpopular opinions. I don't think marriage is that great. To be perfectly honest with you,
I
think that I'll probably get married.
Yeah.
But I don't think that. I think it's like this weird, archaic thing that humans have latched onto. Like, it's not a natural thing. It's something that we created of like, hey, mate with this person for your whole life. Yeah. And I think that that is a good thing, but, you know, marriage definitely locks you into that.
Sure.
You know, like, it's a big old deal to get married. It's a big old ordeal to then get divorced afterwards. Yeah. And even though that's a good thing if you're not in a good relationship, it's like, but if you weren't married in the first place, there's like, there isn't this like pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'd be tons of people that live better lives because they don't want to, they prolong the divorce period. They prolong the, you know, making their relationship better or getting out of it completely because they got married, yeah. You know? It's like, it's much easier to break up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend than it is to go through with a divorce. But essentially, there's nothing different aside from what a society associated with marriage, you know, in the first place.
I've even heard it equated to the phrase, I love you so much, I want to get the government involved.
Which is
kind of weirdly true.
I mean, that's literally why most people get married. Okay, not most people, but like, it's really actually a benefit to get married because of like tax reasons.
Exactly. Which is the most romantic thing there is.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the idea of marriage. I think it's kind of like it's a sweet gesture thing to do and whatever. I hate engagements.
Okay.
Because that is something, like, obviously marriage is man-made.
Yeah.
But engagement is diamond industry made from, like, less than a...
I think it's the ring.
I think normally it's like, we're married next week. But, the engagement ring specifically...
Yeah.
I think it's like less than 100 years old. It started as a way that the diamond industry wanted to sell more diamonds one year.
Yeah.
So they invented an engagement ring. And then it sold so well.
Yeah.
That they just continued doing it. And now it's seen as a mark of you must not love someone unless you buy them a diamond ring. That's what it's supposed to be like a couple months of salary or a couple weeks of salary worth value and all this kind of arbitrary stuff. Yeah, it's
meant to be something stupid like that.
Literally any ring will do.
Yeah.
If I get married,
a ring. Why does it have to be a ring?
That's true. Yeah, don't even have to be a ring.
Don't even do a ring. Don't even get married. I think that's where I'm going. But you could just be content. Like my best friends from high school, his parents aren't married.
Living in sin.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just my Catholic upbringing.
Yeah. I try to quell that. Yeah. His parents have never got married, and they're fine.
And they're still together.
They're still alive. They're still together.
Yeah, my parents got married and are not. Interesting.
Well, I guess that says something when one of my friends' parents gets divorced and the other ones don't get married. Then that means the one that didn't get married is right. I don't know.
Let's move on.
I was trying to link this somehow. Okay. Should I just do one more? Maybe?
Sure. We'll do it nice and quick.
Okay.
100 episodes.
We're good. Okay, I like this one. Let's get this one. It's not really going to go anyway, so this will be quick. This is by Our City of Dreams. Asking someone, so how have you been coping with the dementia, is a great way to shatter their reality.
It's good.
Yeah.
I have nothing of value to add. But I'm glad you read it out.
Would that not actually... At a certain age, that's definitely going to freak you out. You know? It's like right now, if someone tells me that, whatever. Yeah. Funny joke. But at some point, you get old enough that... And I imagine you have to look in the mirror. Like, my grandfather, I'm pretty sure I had dementia. Uh-huh. And... I think he got like on a bus. I don't know if I'm making this up as I go along. I'm pretty sure this happened. But I think he got on like a bus and went to Glen Waverley where they like used to live and get off because he was like, this is where I live.
Yep.
And so like what's going on in his mind is just everything's totally normal.
Yeah.
Like this statement definitely fucks you up because you could think everything is totally normal when we are older and we possibly suffer from dementia.
Yeah.
It'll just be like this. Cambo. I'll be like, oh, we have to do a podcast night. It's Monday. Podcast night.
Yeah. And I'll be like, Cambo died years ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You killed him. And then you're just like, haha, I'm recording.
Yeah. But anyway, a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
Play it on your grandparent. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah. Please do.
Actually, it'd be funny. I don't like old people, so you may as well. Okay, let's get into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by the Sanity Inspector.
Ooh.
Other than an improperly rolled burrito falling apart while you're eating it, what is a minor misfortune that disproportionately infuriates you?
So one that I have is if you're, and this is very Australian specific, so okay, international listeners, which I think we have a few of, I'll explain. When you get a meat pie, there's like a lid on the meat pie.
Okay.
And sometimes it hasn't sealed properly, and you take a big old bite into one side of the pie, then out the other pops a little trail of meat onto your hands.
Ugh, God.
And I don't know why, but it's the worst thing.
I don't know why we Australians continue to eat pies, meat pies. It just seems like, for one, nobody knows what ingredients are in a meat pie.
Nor do we care to, because it's not good.
It's not. Nobody wants to know.
They're never going
to
be like, it's vegetables.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, there's probably hooves in there or something. Uh-huh. Like, it's the meat nobody wants. And then, like you said, just try. It's not a practical thing to eat. A pie where you like, because if bigger pies make more sense, where you like chop it into a bit, you got sure, a plate, whatever. It's like a bit of pastry, a bit of meat. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you're trying to just eat it out of your hand, and it just goes everywhere,
yeah,
because eventually the meat just squishes to one end. Even if there isn't a hole, you create one yeah, by the end of the pie, mm, and then you've just got like gravy, meaty, greasy crap all over your hands by the end of the meat pie. And then, not only that, but guaranteed, you will burn your mouth every time.
Okay, let me tell you, I'm a bit of a pro meat pie eater.
Yeah.
I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, okay, but I'm pretty good at eating meat pies.
Okay.
First pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
Never hold it straight. You hold it on a slight angle because then your meat's going to fall out otherwise.
Right.
And then your meat pushes all the way back. That's a pro tip.
Okay.
Also, take a bite in, leave it a little bit because that's how you avoid burning.
Yeah,
your
yeah. But still, it's like, I feel like you have to wait like 20 minutes before it's cooled down enough.
Have you ever eaten a pie without sauce?
Yes.
It infuriated me. Yeah. It tastes so different. That's just a personal thing of mine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I had it once. I'm like, this is, it's ruined my whole pie experience.
I quite often have stuff without sauce. Oh, do you know what I did was I used mustard one time. That was amazing.
Oh.
No,
I'm not against that.
Yeah, you should give it a go. Right. Give it a go. Right. That's my advice.
Anyway, that's my weird thing in food. Okay. What about you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
And then I forgot it as I was reading this.
Can I say people... someone did this once. Turned me up inside. They got a Kit Kat. Instead of breaking along the Kit Kat lines, broken off sideways.
Oh, my God. What is... Oh, what is wrong with those people?
I don't know, but that infuriated me more than it should as a man in my late 20s.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I don't really know. Is this meant to be just food related? I didn't even think about that when I first...
That's true. I think I just went food related because of burritos.
That's good. I can't think of an example, which is probably really bad. But I think...
Excuse me.
Jeez. Guys, that was a bad call.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's...
bigger than I was expecting.
It's just like your farts, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But not longer.
Anyway. Okay.
Okay?
But I was going to say, I find that I think I get really infuriated if... A usual task that I do like every day,
sure,
is I'm unable to do such a thing.
Okay, example.
Like, actually, even this morning, I had run out of shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, normally get in the shower, lather up, put some shampoo on,
yeah,
and I didn't have that. And I was just really annoyed, kind of like at myself, I think, yeah, for not getting more shampoo. Like, I knew I needed that. why didn't I get this shampoo? And then it just, you know, set me off for the whole day.
Mm.
My hair's been a mess. It's been fine. Anyway, here's another one. This is by Layla. A casting director sees you outside and gleefully runs up to you offering a role for a new TV show where you'll play the ugliest person alive. Starting pay is $10,000 per episode. How do you react?
We'll just say yes.
I mean, yeah, I'd just say yes.
Yeah.
I guess. I think they...
Is this supposed to be like an ego thing? You're like, I'm not ugly. I don't care. It's 10,000 bucks an episode. Which, by the way, isn't that much for a TV show. I just want to point out, that's not a huge... That's like a... I think
per episode.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty decent.
Because the act... So in the acting guild, you normally get a pretty decent base salary because they assume as an actor you're not constantly working.
Yeah.
So the rate of pay is normally pretty high. And it depends what kind of show it is, I guess. But, you know, it's normally a couple of weeks work per episode.
I know there's people that's the Big Bang Theory, they're getting like millions of dollars per episode, but...
Oh, yeah. Especially, that the guy that plays Sheldon. In fact, that show is ending. I think next season.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically because the guy that plays Sheldon didn't want to sign on anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, I've done it for 12 years. I feel like I've done all I want to do on that show.
Yeah.
And they were trying to sign him for two more seasons. And at that time, he was getting $1 million an episode. And two more seasons, 24 episodes a season, it's like $50 million. That's if they had have said, we'll keep your salary the same.
Yeah.
I imagine they didn't say that. Probably so, kudos to him for turning down a lot of money to just be like, you know what? I'm rich enough. It's fine.
Yeah. So, for how long would you play the ugliest person?
As long as they were paying me good money.
If it was only $10,000, though. See, that's...
It's still more than I earn now.
He gave up millions.
Yeah.
But what do you feel like? Well, everybody knows me now. But you're like completely typecast. But you're still not getting heaps of money. You're only getting 10K, but you're like, kind of in this.
I think it would also depend how many episodes they had, like, they were contracted for. You know? If they're like, it's a 4-episode miniseries, you're like, 40K is good.
Mm.
But, you know, I get paid that at my normal job and I wouldn't have to be humiliated. Yeah. If they're like 20 episodes, okay, now this is starting to be appealing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't think about number of episodes.
Exactly. You got to think about this, Nelson.
I, you know what? I would be a little like put off if somebody was like, I think you are the ugliest person alive. I think I'd be like, I mean, I don't think I'm a pretty person.
Okay. No, but here's the thing.
But
have you seen TV Ugly?
Yeah, it's true.
Pretty attractive.
You're pretty handsome.
Do you remember the show Ugly Betty?
Yeah.
And the girl in it, America Ferrara. Very good looking girl.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know.
It's normally like a really attractive person with braces.
Yeah. I remember, I don't know why, but I was watching the TV show The Flash the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on the network, the CW, is like ridiculously good looking.
Yeah.
And even they have a character that's like a gruff old dad cop guy, washed up guy. And he is ridiculously good looking, but he's the ugliest guy on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Oh, God, we're never going to make it in Hollywood, can we?
I know. We're too ugly to be the ugliest person.
We're real life ugly. yeah, that's true. All right. Well, that's all I've got for you.
Okay.
For Reddit questions. But, Camber, like for you, we've got our 32nd question.
We do.
Of our series of 36 questions. We found a series of questions online to get you to love us with some scientific study or something. And we did those questions and you loved us. And so now we're doing this series of questions in the same study, but they're to get you to like us. And we're up to question 32.
Seamless.
Did you have a pet at elementary school? Do you remember the pet's name?
Okay, so are they asking whether the elementary school had a pet?
Yes.
Or did you own one while you're at elementary
school? The elementary school pet.
No. I went to a very school elementary. A very small elementary school.
Okay.
My elementary school had about 100 kids.
I don't think that would matter. Okay. What I was thinking.
It didn't do a lot of stuff that maybe a regular elementary school did due to its small size.
Right. Yeah. Which, by the way, primary school, okay? We're not savages.
Oh, no. In primary school, I had a pet.
But Okay, so this is all I remember. Our school didn't have one. I don't think it's an Australian thing.
No.
I feel like probably
in all the America, animals here will kill you.
Yeah.
That's even a family dog, you gotta look out.
Yeah, that's right. I do vaguely remember a teacher having like a bird.
Okay.
And I don't know why she decided to do this, because it was definitely only her. But each kid got to take the bird home overnight for like it, maybe alternating nights for like a month or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was over the whole year. I feel like we only ever looked after it once though. But it just seemed like a weird thing to get kids to do. Right? Like I feel as though I was in a school where there was maybe some people that weren't exactly... they were maybe a little more poor, sure, right? And I just feel like looking after it, putting the responsibility of like, oh, here, have a bird for the night, is just maybe a bit too much.
Maybe this is the benefit of being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When you got crap you don't want.
Yeah, okay.
Make it an assignment. She's like, you know what?
She was hoping bird. One of the kids just killed it by accident. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, I'm sick of this bird. Everyone take it for a week.
Yeah.
For the whole year.
Yeah.
It's a project.
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually, if it was for a whole week.
Mm.
But anyway, there's a bird, there's a parrot. I don't remember its name.
Yeah.
Captain Flaps a Lot. Pretty happy with that, eh?
Yeah, it's not bad. And yeah, my school didn't have one.
Cool. Great question.
We're almost finished.
Anyway, only four more of those questions to go. All right, let's get into the Ask Me Anything.
Yay!
We're listeners of the show, just like you, listener.
Like me.
Like you can write in and ask us anything you want. Obviously, these questions are 100th episode themed.
Yep. I'm just reading them now. Yep, definitely.
Definitely. That's the way they are. Go on, Gambit.
Okay, I will read Rowan's.
Not even a question.
I'll read Rowan's because it's the top of the email and I don't want to have to scroll any further.
Screw scrolling.
Gentlemen, I'm doing my best to stay committed to my weekly question, but I'm 2 weeks into a 3-week holiday and I'm tapped out. Rowan, I say you got to get your priority state, mate. Yeah. You see your family all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
AMA.
You listen to us once a week.
AMA 50. It's a 100th episode, wrong. Yeah, AMA 52.0. It's a challenge, not a question. I guess I'll skip this then. No. In the next week, you each have to prank each other. Mm-hmm. Best prank wins, but must be judged on being funny and or creative, not malicious. Challenge accepted? Cheers, Cousin Rowan.
Okay.
I guess we can. We're not really prank guys generally.
We're not prank guys normally. Oh God, you're lucky he said not malicious.
Yeah.
I was gonna cut off your left foot. Like, you've only got one foot now.
I was gonna say I would cut something off. Oh, yeah. This is weird. If we end up with something cut off next week, Rowan, we're coming for you. I'll be hopping. Nelson will have to get you with one hand because I'm gonna chop off his hand.
Oh. Okay. I mean, obviously, don't tell me your best idea, but no. Any ideas for a prank?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
It says funny and or creative. I'm going to go with funny.
Okay.
It won't be that creative.
Maybe I could just go really creative.
It might be very low effort. Okay. But hopefully funny.
Yeah. Okay. I think doing a prank that's not malicious is kind of hard. I feel, because surely 99% of pranks are malicious.
Yeah, it's true.
That's going to be my... I'm going to go through a whole bunch of malicious pranks to get to one that's not.
No, I think you can have not malicious pranks. Okay, like, hey, Nelson, you got something on your face. Where is it? Oh, just kidding, gotcha.
And I'm like, oh, I'm ugly. anyway.
Jump off the balcony.
Okay. All right, here's another one. Hey, ya fellas. Here's a more serious question for your questionably comedic podcast.
Whoa! Alvin, back the fuck up!
I think that was perhaps more of a quote than, an independent thought.
Yeah.
Who had the biggest impact on the person you have become? Sorry, I read that really poorly. Who had the biggest impact on the person you have become? Cheers, Alvin.
It's a good question. It's a big question.
It's the biggest question.
Which is good because we're not a fan of small talk, obviously.
Get rid of that.
Yeah. It's good. I don't think there's any one specific person, honestly. And I know that's a really bullshit, sitting on the fence kind of answer. I'm aware of that.
Okay.
But prepare for it. I don't think there's one person that has shaped me. There's people that have shaped me in different ways. I very much have my dad's sense of humor, as everybody that meets my dad will tell me.
Yeah.
Also, I look a lot like him.
Okay.
But my interest, me and my dad's interest, nothing alike.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know where I get my interest from. Maybe my grandma. My grandma's really into film. Okay. Like there's and it's not even just family members, like people that I look up to in society or even like pop culture and reading all the comic books I've read and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any one person that shaped this weird 27-year-old man child into who I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Or Ben Affleck.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty random.
Yeah.
Mine is O.J. Simpson.
Ah, both questionable figures. Yours more questionable. Ben Affleck has said some iffy stuff about women in the 90s, but your one just murdered people.
I think he was proved innocent. So,
if the glove fits, you must acquit, or what was the saying?
Well, I don't know.
I think it was the opposite, if I'm being honest. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what a weird thing to hang your trial on. Oh, the glove you found at the murder scene, that fits. Got to acquit then. They're like, wait, no, hang on.
Wait a second.
That's in our favor. That was the famous phrase, though.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, please. I know it. He's shaped my life.
You made me cough again. Sorry.
Okay. No, mine is... I think like you, there's certain elements.
Yeah, my dad.
Built from other people. Your dad. Your dad.
You look like
your
him.
Your grandmother. Well, I think if we're talking about hobbies and getting into games, it was actually my neighbor and his probably stepchildren and so who sort of became my friend. Mm-hmm. I think they got me into a lot of gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like proper gaming, because before it was like all Crash Bandicoot. But and then my dad, I think, has always... I think probably him the most, in the sense that my thought process and my analytical reasoning, I think, my like logical mindset, I think he's a very logical person, and he always thinks things through from like different angles and stuff. I feel as though I take that trait from him a bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I guess his humor and stuff sometimes. And then, yeah.
There you go. We all become our fathers.
We all become our fathers.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're listening and your father's a dropkick.
Because you are destined to become.
Because that's... If you've learned anything from this show... Yeah.
If your dad ran away when you're a kid, you will run away from your kids when you're a dad.
Yep.
That's just how life goes.
That's how it happens. Well, that's it for another episode.
We've done it. Just another ordinary episode.
Our 100th episode.
What?
And listeners, look, we were just trolling you this whole episode. Mm-hmm. Cambo is actually going to say the special thing for our 100th episode. And now.
We quit. Well, we had a target of 100 and we've reached it. So... If we upload next week, it is a mistake.
Yeah, don't listen.
Do not listen to next week. I swear to God. If our analytics show you've listened.
I mean, obviously, if you're a new listener, I guess that's okay.
I'm still going to say they should know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's your
the title
duty,
of the episode will
it's
be
your duty
listen.
Listening out. If you're the kind of person that does stick around to the end of the episode when people start wrapping stuff up and they don't jump to another episode of a podcast like everyone does, if you're still listening now, it is your duty to tell people not to listen next week.
Yeah. It's on you.
Yeah. That's our big 100 episode announcement.
Okay. Yep.
We do reserve the right to change our mind.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And... does that?
Yeah, also like and subscribe to the podcast. You would think by now. Write into us.
Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-D podcast.
Yeah, you would think by now we would have this nailed. But this is one of our worst ones.
How about episode 200? Can I tell you though, I think if I'm looking at real life stats, I feel like our 104th episode should be more significant than our 100th. Because that's exactly 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
big 104th episode, we'll do something special. We'll do something special, we promise.
You've heard it here first. This was actually our big 100th episode news. We're going for the real milestones in life.
Anyway, rate, subscribe, write in at reddipodcast@gmail.com. Give us a like on Facebook, why not?
Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will read you later.